This is the I Love Success podcast. I'm Peter Drukowski, and I have made a vow to myself to help as many people as possible to achieve their dreams. Let's get started. Hey guys, and welcome to the I Love Success podcast. This is the podcast where I meet the coolest and most successful people on the planet and share their stories. I am glad to be on this journey together with you. What started as an idea has now become a movement. My mission is to help 10 million people in 10 years to achieve their dreams. I can't do it myself, and because of that, I am so grateful to all my amazing guests and listeners from all over the world. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. Get ready to get inspired, because here we go. But before we get started, let's give it up to our sponsor, Panos Emporio. Panos Emporio is Scandinavia's leading swimwear brand and has over 30 years of experience in swimwear. Panos Emporio offers bikinis, swimsuits, swim shorts, briefs, cover-ups, accessories, along with a fragrance collection inspired by Paradise Islands. The brand has a worldwide loyal customer base with dedicated followers ranging from Hollywood stars and top celebrity models to world-famous athletes and royal families. Go to panos.com to learn more. Today, we will meet with an 11-year veteran of the sports and entertainment industry. He's a sales pro who has worked in all four major professional sports leagues, the NBA, the NHL, the NFL, and the MLB. He has worked for the New York Yankees, the Sacramento Kings, Tampa Bay Lightning, and Florida Panthers. He is currently the premium sales manager for the AAG, the world's largest owner of sports teams and sports events. His name is Edward Andrews. Welcome, Edward.
Thank you, Peter.
Wow, you've done it all. So I'm so glad that you're here today, and we're going to talk about sales and how we can improve people's lives. But I'm a little bit curious about you. Who is Edward, really, as a person?
Yeah, Edward is a person, is a sports fan at heart. It's one thing, obviously, working in the industry. I've always, enjoyed games. I grew up playing. I enjoyed watching. And so it really, I'm someone that enjoys sports, but through that, and similar to what you mentioned kind of in your opener, is I enjoy helping people. And obviously through kind of the various roles, it's really, where you kind of find your passion and find your drive. And that was always sports for me all growing up. And it was one of those things that what I've seen it do for me, what I've seen it do for other people that I've worked with, it really, it is kind of part of, the blueprint of who I am now. I love my family. I enjoy my friends. I enjoy, all those elements to my life. But obviously, you work hard hours, you work long hours. And so, one of those things is being able to work in sports. It doesn't feel like work. It's something that you're truly passionate about. And it's bigger than the paycheck or the job description or whatever, those requirements might be.
Yeah. I love that. To be able to work with something that you truly love and don't feel that it's work, that's something that most of us are looking for, right?
Yeah.
But let's go back, Edward, to you when you grew up in Detroit. Can you just talk us through that? How was life there and some early moments in your life?
Yeah, absolutely. So kind of a unique story and where this kind of all started. And I tell people that this actually started before I was even born. So my dad, actually, he's since passed, but he was a sports broadcaster in Detroit. So he covered the Pistons, the Red Wings, all the big teams that played in Detroit. And, so I kind of got my love from sports from him and going to work and seeing what he did on a daily basis and interacting with people that he would interact with, obviously at a much younger age. But you grow up with it and you see kind of those inner workings. It really sparked my curiosity. But then kind of coming off that, my mom, It was actually, she used to be a professional opera singer.
Oh, wow.
So she, you know, obviously grew up, you know, going to church, and she would sing, and, you know, she would go put on performances, and we would go. And so it was kind of a unique story and kind of how my mom and dad met. So my dad was covering the Detroit Red Wings, are the biggest team in Detroit, obviously, a lot of Stanley Cup championships. I mean, it's like royalty there. And so my dad was covering the Red Wings games working, and my mom actually used to sing the national anthems at games. And so that was kind of how the relationship started and how things kind of sparked. And so, you know, obviously I've kind of, you know, obviously would like to, you know, continue to carry on my dad's legacy, but also just growing up with kind of that sports and music component, you know, is something that's truly special to me. It's something that I feel like, you know, I can share with both my parents, you know, and it, you know, it's really kind of where it all started, you know, when I was a kid in Detroit.
Wow. Do you remember how old you were the first time you thought that I want to work with sports?
Yeah. So it's a great question. You know, sports is one of those things. So I have dwarfism, and so that's obviously a big piece of kind of who I am and what I've, you know, grown up with. But that being said, I love sports and I love playing. I still continue to play ice hockey in my spare time. But it was probably around, you know, maybe elementary school age where I realized, you know what, I enjoy playing. I'm good, but this isn't going to be I'm not going to play professional ice hockey in the NHL. And so it was one of those where you realize and you see, okay, you know, I want to be involved in sports, and I didn't know what that looked like. My initial kind of initial interest was to be an athletic trainer, to, you know, be on the right with the team on the bench, you know, helping the team, you know, heal and be kind of right there, you know, at all the games. And so I never, kind of growing up, I was always, I was decent at math. I wasn't a huge science, I wasn't getting stellar grades in science, but, you know, then they realized, like, okay, maybe not athletic training, you know, because you need a big, you know, you need a lot of science background to excel in that field. And so it's like, okay, now how else can I look at, you know, be involved in sports? And so then coming off there, I wanted to be a sports agent. I saw it was right when Jerry Maguire came out, the movie.
I love that movie.
It was a great movie.
I wanted to be a sports agent after that movie.
I think we all did, right? Yeah. I mean, it was incredible. And so I was like, all right, I want to be a sports agent. And so it was like, then it's like, you've got to go to law school and you've got to do this. And so I was like, I don't know if I want to necessarily do that. And it's something that I, you know, not that I haven't ruled it out, but I've kind of gotten on a track now where, coming off kind of the sports agent, then it's like, okay, maybe not a sports agent, but I enjoy watching the games. I like, you know, analyzing the players and what's happening and the stats behind everything. And so it was like, okay, maybe getting into the sports side of the business, meaning on like player operations, scouting, kind of those backgrounds within the industry. And I'll never forget this. I was an intern. It was my first ever internship. It was with the Detroit Tigers baseball team, actually. And I was sitting down with my boss and supervisor at the time. And he brought up a very real question of, you've got to realize, one of the best kind of career pieces of advice that I've gotten to this day is, you've realized, like, what track do you want? Because sports is obviously so massive and so big. There's the sports side, the development, the scouting, being on the player personnel side, and the hopes of one day becoming a general manager of a team. And obviously, I didn't play professionally. A lot of times those jobs go to folks that had played professionally. But then he's like, or the business side. So it's like looking at the sports or the business side. And I had always kind of grown up as an entrepreneur in my mind and always had jobs. And I was always trying to, you know, raise money to get things that I like or to save money for things that I like, right? And it was just, that was where the light bulb kind of clicked. It was, you know what, the business side, like, this is it. And he brought up a couple of really good questions. He's like, how are your statistics grades? Because obviously we were talking about kind of a baseball general manager role. And I was like, they're good. I mean, I'm not in the most advanced of classes. And I didn't even think about that. And then he's like, are you bilingual? And then I was like, no. And you realize, obviously, in most of the sports, hockey, baseball, right, you have guys, you know, and gals from all over the world that are the best. And so being able to communicate with them, their families, their people, their, you know, all of it. And I was like, you know what, that, yeah, the business side was really where I realized. And, you know, in hindsight, and hopefully for people listening, it's one of those things, you know, I realized it, I may have realized it a little later than I wanted. You can never control when you kind of realize that. Had I realized it maybe earlier in my career, maybe in, you know, when I was in high school and kind of knew what I wanted, I, you know, things could have been, you know, a yeah. little different, or you know, the track could have changed a little bit.
You did pretty well.
We're okay.
You have this great energetic voice.
Yeah.
It's so good. So
I think my dad for that. Yeah.
It's so good. So I think working with sales and with people, your voice probably helps you a lot. Can you talk about, like, you sell experiences, right?
100%.
So what have you learned from sales, and why do you like sales?
Yeah, it's a great question. So I love sales, and, you know, on the surface, you know, on the macro level, that, you know, you're able to help people and you're able to, you know, learn about people. I think that's one thing that I enjoy the most about my job, whether they buy anything or not. It's being able to connect with people, being able to learn their story, being able to really, you know, meet someone unique that might be able to help you, someone that you might be able to learn from, someone that you may be able to, you know, have a deeper connection with that's bigger than the company or the team or whatever it might be. And so I, you know, in my career, you know, sales is one of those, you know, obviously for people that are trying to get into the industry, you know, get your pens and papers out, but sales is the easiest way to get into sports. If you want to work for a team, that is 100% the easiest way to get in. And that was one thing that I realized. I don't know that I realized it as much at the time, obviously, since it's really become very, you know, evident, but it was the, you know, the easiest way to get in. And so I started in Florida with the Panthers, selling, you know, season tickets, calling people that bought one game and trying to sell ice hockey in Florida. And obviously it was one of those things that I did have success, and I feel like my voice and personality and getting to know people one-on-one, obviously being able to, you know, talk through my love of hockey through other people that might love hockey or may not know anything about hockey, and being able to kind of be the first voice, the first impression, the first kind of contact they have with the sport, which is something that, you know, just goes so deep in my blood and my veins, that it was, you know, that was kind of when it clicked, that, like, you know what, sales is one of those, you know, it's bigger than sales. We're all selling. I feel like someone told me, you know, it's like you're selling yourself every day. Yeah. No matter what you do, the image, you know, the clothes that you wear, to how you present yourself, to what you say, to, you know, all those factors that kind of go into just you as a person, yeah, is, you know, seamless with sales.
So basically, when it comes down to, it's about yourself and how you develop yourself as a human being, right?
Yeah.
So how do you work with that? How do you work with your confidence? How do you work with self-development and stuff like that?
Yeah, so it's a great question. I read a lot. I try to always kind of stay ahead of what's going on in the industry. One thing that, you know, I have the fortune, you know, I'm fortunate to be able to do this, but in my role and in sales, you know, I like to learn, right? I feel like I'm a sponge, and I enjoy business, but I also enjoy all the people that I'm meeting with. And so kind of learning a lot about their industries, you know, learning about the legal industry, learning about what's happening in construction, in media, in tech, in finance, all of these kind of different industries, you know, and figuring out, you know, what their, you know, the people that I'm meeting with, you know, what their goals are and how they got into it, and what that connection was, if it was a family thing or it wanted, you know, someone wanted to buck the trend and be an entrepreneur and not down, you know, go down the maybe family owned business. And so it just really, you know, it's been fun, and it's something that, you know, I still enjoy and I love doing to this day. But, yeah, I think that's, you know, that's kind of where I get better, where I am always trying. Obviously, there's different conferences and different publications. A Sports Business Journal, for anyone that's trying to get into the sports industry, comes out once a week. And it's kind of like the Wall Street Journal is for finance. But it really, you know, it talks about everything from naming rights, sponsorship deals on venues to, you know, community partners and promotions that they might do with a local hospital, you know, for a minor league baseball team. So it covers everything kind of in between, and, you know, where people are going, who's hiring, you know, where people are starting to work. And so the, you know, the Sports Business Journal obviously is one where you're always trying to kind of stay ahead of the curve. One thing about sports and is that we all kind of work closely together, in the sense of, you know, if you were to pick a team, any team, you know, in any of the four kind of major pro leagues, like I'm most likely going to know someone directly there, or if not, know someone that could introduce me to someone there. And so that, you know, that it's very fortunate to be able to do that and be able to bounce ideas off, you know, maybe other teams. Obviously, you know, selling in LA is different than selling in Sacramento or South Florida for an NHL hockey team. And so, you know, we work closely, obviously, with our folks at the Garden and in New York and the Yankees and Chicago at the United Center. So it's a good kind of good tool and good resource to have, to be able to kind of rely on other people. And it's obviously not a one-way street. I mean, I get calls all the time about, hey, do you know anyone? I'm, you know, trying to help find somebody for this role, or, oh, I'm having an issue, you know, with this, you know, potential prospect, or how we're going to look into pricing a certain area or building out, you know, a new product or whatever that looks like. So
I love it. It seems like you have genuine interest for people. I meet a lot of people that are very successful, just like you. And a lot of them talk about that inner fire to show that I can do this when people say I can, to have that inner sense of, it's both pain and revenge, right?
Yep.
Have you had that in your life?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. oh, yeah. Very, very deep. I mean, obviously, you know, working, you know, in a working world, the, you know, you deal with all people across all walks that want to get into this industry. And it's just so competitive, and it's so, you know, no different than playing sports or, you know, music competition or whatever that is. It really, you know, that's kind of what drives me every day, is like, I know that there are a million people gunning for my job and what I do on a daily basis. And so it's just like, I need to stay focused. I need to stay motivated. I need, you know, I find, you know, a lot of it is like music and exercise is where I kind of find that fire. You know, I can find the de-stressing, and I'm able to kind of get in the zone, get productive, kind of get your mind right to then go into, you know, a day at work or whatever activity or thing that I might be doing or focusing on it at that given time. So, yeah, I mean, and I think that kind of comes from playing sports at a young age, is kind of always, you know, getting ready for the game and, you know, just staying focused and always trying to be better than you were the day before. And that's where I, you know, do find that fire and find that internal thing. And so it's one of those things I, you know, and now since I've kind of gone, a lot of that fire comes from my dad. I have a photo of him on my desk every day. It's been on every desk of every job that I've ever worked at. And, you know, it's like a photo that it's like, he's kind of waving, and it reminds me and keeps me kind of focused on what I'm doing, and that I want to make him proud, and I want to continue to deliver on his legacy and kind of the, you know, skills and attributes and all the, you know, just kind of qualities and things that he's kind of instilled in my life and who I am as a person. You know, that's kind of where my current fire comes from, is just wanting to make him proud and wanting to do that. So
I love that. And I think he's looking down and he's very proud of you. Yeah. You've done great. And I think to be able to come so far, and you probably meet a a lot of people from all walks of life because you are in the premium sales,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
And it's such an incredible thing to sell an experience that cool, going to a basketball game, going to a baseball. It's,
yeah.
It's something that is so fun, right?
It is. Yeah. It is fun. It's, you know, it obviously has, you know, like any job, there's always, you know, I always kind of joke about sports is it's like a little bit like Oz behind the curtain.
Yeah.
You know, you kind of see the inner workings of, you know, this is a challenge, you know, you got to debunk the myths that, you know, I'm hanging out with, you know, Kyle Kuzma or Lonzo Ball or yeah. Anze Kopitar, the Kings, you know, it's not like they're sitting next to me hanging out and we're just talking basketball or hockey. You know, it's a job, right, at the end
yeah.
of the day. And it's, you know, very, you know, there can be challenges with it as well, you know, just due to certain, you know, cost structures and,
yeah.
you know, just trying to find the right people. But it's certainly fun. And it's the games are really where, you know, you see that enjoyment, right? You see the dad and his kid, or you see the, you know, whoever it is, my client and maybe his client that are at the game, you know, enjoying beers or having, you know, hot dogs together. And all of a sudden a great moment happens and everyone's giving high fives and people are, you know, obviously when I was with the Yankees, we had some good playoff runs and you're popping champagne. And it's just like those moments, right? That like those experiences that you're able to share with these people that were strangers,
yeah.
you know, a week ago, but now all of a sudden you've been able to put an impact into their life, into their experience. And, you know, that's rewarding where, you know, I'll get an email the next day, you know, hey, that night was incredible. I just closed, you know, a great deal with this guy. And it was because like you were able to help set that up and help kind of guide them to
yeah.
be able to their goal and to what they're looking for. And, you know, even too, just like the time spent with friends and family, right? We're all busy. We've all got a million distractions happening with Instagram and apps and, you know, all just kind of different people trying to grab your attention. Whereas you come to a game and you can sit down with your kids or you can sit down with your wife or a concert and be able to have that 2-3 hours of, you know, kind of semi-uninterrupted
yeah.
time to just, you know, take a night in and forget about work, forget about, you know, stresses that you might have, for all those things, and you're able to kind of have a little bit of an outlet. And so,
yeah.
you know, kind of being around that, you know, every day, it definitely, I'm fortunate to
yeah.
be in it. So.
One last question
yeah.
that I ask all my guests, and we're all about sharing stories, but at the end of the day, we want the people that are listening and watching to this to do something with their own life, to start creating what they dream about, just like you have done. So if you could give them one tool, what they should do right after this to at least get started, what would that be?
They should buy their own domain, meaning edwardandrews.com. That one wasn't available, but I have edward-andrews.com. So I was a little late to the party. So if you need to do it right now, I feel like, you know, buying your domain, because you never know what your own personal brand could look like, right? Are you an author? Are you an actress? Are you a business executive? Are you a blogger? Are you starting your own company? You know, whatever kind of path that you want to go in the technology world of this day and age, buying your domain is so valuable, I feel like, right now, because you're able to kind of have your mark and you made a step. Now, I'm not saying go build a, you know, very robust website right now, but all right, get your domain. And then I feel like it's like, you've got your domain. Okay, what's next from here? Maybe it is build the website and you've got all the content and you've got it ready to go and you're off and running. Great, you're ahead of the game. But I feel like that would be one step that I would say, it's something transferable, it's you take the personal ownership of it. I would say that would be something to immediately do.
That's so cool. I've never heard that before, but it's
yeah.
one of the best tips I ever heard. So, okay. So guys, go and buy your domain. Edward, I just want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart for you coming here. It's meant the world to me that you wanted to share your story, and I am certain that it will help many people. So thank you
I
so
hope
much.
So. Yeah. Thank you, Peter.
Thank you. And thank you guys for watching and listening to this. I had a great time today with Edward Andrews. If you like this podcast, what I want you to do is share it with your friends, your family, and also give us 5 stars on iTunes, because to build this community and to help 10 million people in 10 years, like we want to do, we can't do it ourselves. We need you to start building your dreams, to buy your domain right now. Otherwise, Edward might do it. And go after this. And let's help each other out, and let's create good lives, because we only have one life, and let's make the best out of it. Thanks again, and talk soon.